about science, this is a place where you want to come. I have come here for my whole life, and so it's great to be back, and I suspect most of our audience feels exactly the same way. And some of the new stuff that you're doing is very relevant to the new set of audiences that we see, and I really, really like that positioning. I'm glad to be here. I think it's surrounded by all these wonderful things, obviously. It's a remarkable venue, and I say that as somebody who spent a lot of time in museums. I'm also happy to be here because the last time I spoke in the UK, it went better than I ever imagined. I never dreamt that a few sentences about computer science, sort of said in a kind of a slightly obnoxious way, in an hour-long television about, hour-long speech about TV, could strike such a chord. Nor that, within a few months, the government would take such bold steps to address the problem. And I'm genuinely impressed with their willingness to engage on these sort of crucial issues. I'll talk about computer science in a bit, but first I'd like to talk more broadly about the future, and I think it's useful to set the foundation for the kinds of things that we're going to be seeing in our society. If I can, let me combine the future of science and the future of the web, and maybe from that we can get a sense of how society will evolve. Now let's start with an observation that the population of the world reached a record 7 billion, so congratulations. We think everyone's online, but come on, only 1 billion people have smartphones, and only 2 billion have access to the internet and the web today. So it's not the majority, it's the minority. And if you think about it, the World Wide Web has yet to live up to its name. And today, the web is still a scarce resource. In communities all over the world, there are only pockets of connectivity. Think of them as digital oases and online deserts. And people from, in most of the remote regions, the internet has not arrived yet. So when we talk about the power of technology, we need to be realists. There will always be a digital divide of some sort. And that's one thing, though, that's consistent with us, the potential for science and technology to make the world a better place, which I think we all would agree with here. So science illuminates the world. It gives us the building blocks to transform our lives. And if you will, the most fundamental advances in human history, from building ships to building genomes, from building jennies to spinning quarks, have a foundation in science. This is not to deny the importance of art and the importance of humanities. They foster creative thinking, which we all care about, and it's a potent spark for ideas and invention of all kinds. But in celebrating art, we must not lose sight of the significance of science. While music may be the food of love, if you will, engineers make the instruments. And while culture makes life worth living, it is often technology that makes our life worth possible. So science matters on a more prosaic level, too, especially when trying to build a global economy. There's no surer way to boost an industry's productivity than by applying science. There's no more viable seed for growing new industry than technological innovation. And the web is a good case in point, less than 25 years old. It's already a platform for more than 8% of the UK GDP. Congratulations. By the way, you're among, if not the world leader in this. Just imagine how much better the web will get with this extra 5 billion people. More innovation, more creativity, more opportunity. And if the past decade has taught us anything, it's that if you connect people with information, they will change the world. In this century, the spread of mobile phones and new forms of connectivity will push this even farther, as we all understand. But when that happens, connectivity will revolutionize society politically, socially, and economically. To put simply, the way I like to think of it is to connect the world is to free the world. So in this respect, computer science is more than just the science of computers. Its coding is more than just writing programs. And look at the way people came together last year to help victims of the Japanese earthquake. In moments of crisis like the earthquake, the web unites people in sentiment but also action, and it really did save lives. So today's web is much more than a network of machines. It's a network of minds, from my perspective. It's evolving into sort of a collective intelligence, a global conscience. And that will change everything, right? For citizens, for states, and society. There will be no barriers to our imagination or our compassion.